Mozzie GA.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, bro?
How you doing, brother?
Blessed, brother. How about you?
Hey, blessed as well.
Come on, bro. Yeah, come on. That's
blessed
what's up.
Blessed as well. Yeah, yeah.
You living or you surviving?
I'm doing both.
Explain.
I'm living because, you know, you have to take that time to live. God gave you, you know, a gift, you know, a present, to live in the present or whatever. So, you know, I always live. I don't give a damn what I'm going through.
Wow.
And survive, you know, just knowing where I gotta go. It's a jungle out there.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact.
But you gotta survive. You gotta goddamn, you gotta make it through that shit.
Welcome to the Integrity Response with your brother CEO Khaki. Every individual sitting across from me doesn't believe in being typical, ordinary, or familiar. They're elite. Many society's norms don't sit well with them. They believe in raising the bar for themselves, family, and for those they may never meet. From those in humble beginnings to those in the midst of greatness and legends who've paved the way. With a comedic edge, I will ask the questions that hold value, and I believe we'll gain insight to the real them. It's the Integrity Response.
Mozzie, let's take them back, bro. Before rap, before entrepreneurship, at age 9, what did you want to be?
Yeah, I can't say. I never wanted to just always, like, I was good at sports and stuff like that. You know
gotcha.
What I'm saying?
Sure.
But I ain't have nobody that, like, a father figure over me that was just showing me, like, this what you can do if you, you know, it just play this game, win.
Gotcha.
You know,
gotcha.
It wasn't like I just knew an ending goal to it. You know, yeah, I used to watch the Michael Jordan
right.
And that, but it's like coming from where I'm from, you know, you ain't thinking about going, you know what I'm saying?
It's real.
So really just always want to be myself. You
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying?
Wow.
To
wow.
be honest. Yeah, just being me.
Respect.
I wanted to make money.
That's real, bro. That's real. Respect that.
Real
respect
talk.
That, man.
Yeah.
Let's take them back, man. 912.
912.
Coffee County.
Do.
Douglas.
Hey.
What does that mean to you?
Hey, it means a lot. We just
Come
came
on.
Up here and won the state championship.
Come on.
Shout out to Carver High School,
on,
man.
Bro.
Them boys playing out there.
Up.
They just
Definitely.
Won the state championship.
That's dope, bro. That's dope.
I think they beat Clarksville.
Okay.
I mean, not no. I forgot what school it was.
Yeah,
it
y'all did win.
Yeah,
that's dope,
yeah.
bro. That's dope.
Ashley White them go to that
come
school.
On, come on. That's what's up, bro, for sure. You mentioned playing sports. Right or left-handed?
Left.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, you was? Did you play basketball too?
Baseball, all
that's
that.
That's everything.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I went to Little League World Series
Come on,
and everything, man.
Come on,
man. Yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
Come
yeah,
on,
yeah.
That's what's up.
I did some stuff in the time.
That's what's up,
bro.
Dope,
yeah.
bro. Any siblings?
Yeah. I got a little brother, you
okay.
know, Dakarius.
Come on, shout out to Dakarius. That's what's up.
Then I got a little sister,
okay.
Demiria.
Gotcha. Shout
and another little sister, Dakarius.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you're the oldest?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Just spoke with Dre about that, man. So
I'm
you,
11 years older
go
than
ahead.
Joker.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you gotcha. So you held on, you know, in a sense, big brother, little daddy, in a sense. Kinda,
yeah.
You was
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
really?
Yeah. Man, I used to, my mom and them used to try to, because growing and not having, you know, nobody around for 11 years.
Gotcha.
I always wanted a brother.
Gotcha, bro.
Man, my mom and them, my stepdaddy used
yeah.
to try to whoop my little brother.
Right.
Oh, we finna go.
Go
man,
ahead.
What up? What we doing? What we doing? I used to take ass whoopings with
him. Don't play him. Babies. No, you good. You good. You good.
Take whoopings with his man.
right.
yeah,
that's my little brother.
Yeah, for
that's real.
Real,
bro.
So
respect,
that's why I like
respect.
When I ain't gonna. I ain't
no,
gonna
go ahead.
Joke.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, but yeah,
yeah.
We'll get into it.
Yeah,
we know. You know, bro. Let me ask you this, man. For your fans in high school, I was known as the kid that.
Trouble.
Wow.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Just
and
trouble.
We finna turn up.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
so, bro, I said, you know what I came here to do.
It's crazy. There you go. I did not go to no school that I didn't learn nothing. Like, nah, I ain't gonna even lie to you. I wasn't going to school to learn. I was
gotcha.
Trying to go show off a fit, some shoes.
Come on, bro.
Talk to the gals,
Come
go
on.
To lunch. Man, we was skipping gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, one time I skipped gym, the coach for the high school, he was the PE coach.
Gotcha.
And he seen me, he said, hey, how about you just go ahead and go on to ninth grade? You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
We had done did the trial.
Right, right.
And I had the, you know what I'm saying,
gotcha.
Made it and everything.
Right, right.
But he knew my lifestyle,
gotcha.
So he just,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
He
I mean, JB,
early.
Yeah.
Early.
Yeah, very early.
Looking back, man, you know, in high school, what was that dream car?
The dream car?
The dream car. What was your dream car?
Oh,
you
dream
wanted,
car.
Yeah, you
oh,
wanted it in high
that,
school.
That, I got to get that. I got it. Oh, Chevy then.
Chevy, gotcha.
Yeah, I just wanted a Chevy then. Yeah, yeah.
What's up?
Broham.
Come on.
The half top. The half, yeah. Then you know the vert. You got to get the vert. But that Broham, I got to get that Chevy. Yeah.
What was your first job?
My first job. I think my first job might have been working with my stepdaddy. You
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying?
That
nigga,
okay.
He was a hustler.
Gotcha, for sure.
Cable got that.
He
was wild. Yeah, coaching it, everything.
Everything, that's real.
I learned a lot from him, though.
Bro.
You know, after looking back, looking at it,
that's
I learned
real.
A lot from, Pops.
Gotcha,
I call him Pops.
For sure, that's what's up.
Yeah.
You were a very ambitious soul, as long as I've known you.
Yeah.
Where do you contribute that grind? Where do you contribute that from?
My mama,
come on,
shit. Like I just said, even my stepdaddy,
yeah.
My grandma, and granddaddy.
Gotcha,
you know what
sure,
I'm saying?
For
like,
sure.
Yeah,
that's
they,
what's up.
them, some. They, my grandma for one, she just always, you know, taught me just whatever you do, just do it 100%.
It's real, bro.
Don't fit it. You,
yeah.
Especially when I was in the street, you know
gotcha.
What I'm saying? Because you get your head buzz going
gotcha.
Out the house stepping.
That's
so
real.
It's like.
That's a fact.
That grandma just let me live, you know what I'm saying? Just let me live my life. She ain't care what I did,
gotcha.
You know, and let me be me.
Gotcha.
You know, whatever I did around her, I could do around anybody.
Gotcha. And did it also have to do anything with the fact that, you know, in a sense you were the oldest baby, you know what I mean?
What,
like she
but,
looked at you, well, of course you probably was the youngest
but
compared
the grand,
to some other.
Grand, like, I was probably, what? I'm probably six, I'm nine, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So. But yeah, grandma, she.
That's what's up.
I'm grandma, baby.
That's what's up. Come on now, play my
grandma.
Come on, bro. That's what's up. That's
and
dope,
Mom Duke was just strict. Mom Duke, she was real strict
gotcha.
On me, like you know,
yeah.
You know that black
that's
woman didn't want
that's
her son
fact.
Going
that's
down
fact,
that road,
bro.
So
that's
you know,
a fact.
Yeah, Mom just taught me a whole lot of other stuff too.
Gotcha.
You know, discipline and stuff
gotcha.
Like that.
Looking back on it now, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah,
you know
for sure.
As a grown
sure.
man, you're like, yeah, that's...
My stepdaddy could have, you know, did more, you
gotcha.
Know, put his hands in it a little
gotcha.
More, but grandma wasn't having that.
Gotcha, that's
you
real.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Yeah.
Mozzie G.A., do you feel like you was always born for the limelight?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on, like I said, Lil Mills, man, been on the charge. Nigga used to get in trouble and shit all the time, and it's like, I used to go on that bitch and cry.
Gotcha.
Cry. Like, why the hell I gotta go through this? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Early then, just right. like, I always knew I had to get, I was good at, you know, different stuff.
Right.
But it just, I kind of always felt something in me like, you gonna
yeah,
be somebody, my boy.
That's real. That's real, bro.
For real.
Even coming from a small county like that.
Oh, yeah.
You just knew, like, you were destined.
Yeah.
Man, that's dope, bro.
For sure.
That's dope.
For sure.
How did you get the stage name, Mozzie?
Well, I got Mozzie G.A. When I was living in Texas, you know, some of my partners out there, well, Big Maine, that's crazy. He just DM'd me like yesterday.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Maine. That's
yeah.
what's up.
Big Maine, they always called me G.A., you know
gotcha.
What I'm saying?
Right, right.
And my first music video I did is when I got down there, because them boys, like, was really into it. Like, they had the different sides. And
gotcha.
They all did music.
Right, for sure.
Go perform
for
and
sure.
stuff like that. So, my first music video, when I got down there, first song, Dare and music video, my club cousin pulled up in a Maserati.
Gotcha.
And he let me, you know, do the video
right.
in the Maserati, you know what I'm saying? So my big man was just like, Mozzie G.A.
That's hard, bro.
Yeah. And
that's
I said,
hard,
you know
bro.
What,
I'm yeah, going,
I'm
going
man.
With
like,
that.
Man. Yeah.
That's dope. That's dope, bro.
Yeah.
I never do that. That's
real,
dope, bro,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, it's coming by the video
Come
called
on.
Coming by.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Mozzie G.A. I think you got to spell it together, though. Back then,
gotcha.
It was like together.
That's dope, bro.
Yeah, coming by.
Gotcha,
yeah,
for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
Man, besides yourself, what do you think the game is missing right now?
A whole lot of love, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's a whole lot of money that we can get without just, you know, beefing and
right.
killing and,
it's
you know
fact,
what I'm saying?
Bro.
Like, you probably can get more money coming together.
That, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I can just imagine
wow.
if you
bro.
Really had a Dirk and NBA Youngboy concert. And them boy, man, them
bro.
Boy, you see what G's and Guwop did,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? So
bro,
just,
broke the internet, bro. That's
you know
real,
what I'm saying?
Bro.
Like, We just got to get more black love, man. Bro. We got to understand we all sisters and brothers.
That's a fact.
Come from the same shit.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That is a fact.
And
bro.
Stop, you know, mugging and, you know, like, what we mad at each other
bro,
for.
Bro, and that's why, bro, that's why your energy is always, bro, as long as I've known you, bro, like, you just have, your energy reigns over any darkness.
Right.
That's
appreciate
a fact,
that,
bro. For, that's
it.
A fact,
appreciate
bro. And you can tell the ones that are going to go far.
Right.
They don't let darkness get in their way.
Nah.
Like, no, I'm a light.
Yeah.
Even when it's dark, yeah. I still got to shine like a light, yeah. bro. That's who you always
been. When that seed get planted, it be dark down there.
Come on, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's a fact. That's
you
a fact.
You just got to get your rain, your
right.
sun,
come on,
and sprout.
Come on, bro. That's right. That's right.
It's going to always be dark. Your roots down there.
Come on. That's a fact.
So, you know, it's going to stay dark.
That's a fact.
You just got to know where the dark come light.
That's right.
That's what I'm learning too now, like, learning to take the good with the bad. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, bro.
Because it's like, I think it's, and then after I thought about it, it's like, I might as well just start appreciating the bad even more because it's like, I know it's.
Bro, you're saying something.
You know,
no,
don't look good come out of this.
Bro, that's
so long as I learned something out of this motherfucker, if enough. And
you, bro, you know,
yeah,
bro,
for sure.
I didn't lose,
for sure.
I learned in
for
a sense,
sure.
bro. That's
for sure.
real.
For
that's
sure.
real. Let me ask you this, man. Dating back from January to December 2023, what's something you learned about yourself?
I was made for whatever it is.
Come on.
That this life throw at me, you know what I'm saying? Like, long as, you know, I stay close to God,
that's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? It ain't nothing that I can't, you know
wow.
what I'm saying, withstand or go
real.
Through.
Like I said, you built for this.
I'm built for
it. Bro, I know you are.
Yeah,
bro, I know,
sure.
and we gonna get into all that too, bro. I know you built for this, bro.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
Sure, yeah.
That's a fact. Let me ask you this, man. The last year, what's something you learned about those around you?
Everybody got their own life to live, you
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying? And ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I'm big on people trying to grab a hold of people and hold, like, make them, you know, like, if, damn, how can I explain it? Just people just try to hold on to people or just say, oh, why you ain't coming there? Why you ain't do it? It's like,
gotcha.
Just the, it's like, that's the wrong, that's negative.
Gotcha.
I just seen something where somebody say, we think negatively. Majority of the, you know what I'm saying, time.
That,
so
bro,
it's like,
that's who we are. That's real.
The people around you, I just don't even hold them. I don't even, you know, give too much than that. I, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Now, in this last situation,
right.
I might have did, but
I understand what you're saying, though.
It was the first time, you know
gotcha.
What I'm saying? And
gotcha.
I had to give it the try that I gave it. You
that's
feel
real.
What I'm saying? Yeah.
I didn't lose, I learned.
Yeah. For sure.
That's real.
For sure.
Bro. Respect.
For sure.
For sure. Let me ask you this, man. For your fans, fill in the blank. The older I get, the less I.
Come on with it again, see?
Yep, for your fans, fill in the blank. The older I get, the less I.
Move off emotions and
wow.
just.
Wow.
Think before I speak.
And that's what you just speaking on.
Respect. I had to
respect.
Think about that.
No,
shit.
That's what you was just speaking on.
Real dumb.
I move on less emotions. I'm like, bro, like I'm level headed in every situation. That's real. Let me ask you, man. I always wanted to ask you this, man. You spoke on grandma. Your grill. Your mom, stepdad, grandma. How did they feel about that when you got your grill? How did they feel about it?
Oh, I was raised by a grandma with two grills, two goals
on
my and my granddad. They both
gotcha.
Still got
so,
two goals
gotcha.
In my.
Diane so
Paul, DP,
gotcha.
DP.
Real. That's real, bro. That's real, bro.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, man. Like, because what do you, tattoos, we're saying to society, like, you know, it's the big middle finger. The grill is saying to society, what is the grill saying to you in regards to society? It's like,
judge me
bro,
by
like,
my cover. You know what I'm saying? And that's not another reason, you know, I do it. And just
come on,
like,
bro.
Like, I know you're going to, you know, take it for, like, he just, you know, why you want to do that? But don't even know, like.
Don't even know, bro. And I just
my
had.
My mind's probably way past anybody
fact,
who said
bro.
Anything
that's
about
a fact.
My grill. Yeah.
And as an artist, bro, tattoos, jewelry, everything is expression.
Yeah.
When I know you, bro, like, as long as I've known you, I'm like, bro, Mozzie, bro, he's expressing himself through everything, bro, you know. Eyebrow cut, that's
yeah.
where you've been, bro. Like, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Why is that, you know, like, in your journey, how is that, you know, like, because I know you've been judged, you know, prejudged off of that. how has that shaped you and how you even maneuver? Or you just like, you don't even, ain't none of that.
I stay away from like people putting
projecting.
Yeah, like, or just anything, like in it, man, if it's negative, I can't even receive it.
Respect, bro.
Like, I receive the positive, you know. I know it sounds like, oh, you just want to hear the good, but it's like, it's negative. It's different, like, because it can be, you could be telling me something that I need to change and still be positive. You feel what I'm saying?
Real.
So I can hear that, but that's real. I stay away from that negative shit.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
As a human, do you feel like you're misunderstood?
Yeah.
Bro, like most artists are misunderstood.
Yeah.
Number one, because you guys have to paint that picture for those who can't speak.
Yeah.
You know, like, no matter what it is, lyrics, everything, bro. Like, I'm a fan. Sure. You know I'm a fan. For so sure. I pick up on everything, bro.
Sure.
Like, I pick on everything you're saying, bro. We're going to get into all that, too.
No,
but yeah, bro,
really.
It's, you know, that vulnerability y'all have to put out there for the universe, man, is, first off, hats off to you, bro. Like, because that's not easy.
Yeah.
That's not easy, laying it out there.
Yeah.
And also, you have a public relationship we're going to get into in the end as well,
mm-hmm.
that also can face any, this world, you know what it's made of.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you said, bro, I don't see any negative, bro. Like, I'm one track mind, I see the tunnel vision.
I like a lot. I be going through my comments, I be liking, you know what I'm saying? The good, like I said, good and the bad, man.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's real, bro.
Because even the bad, sometimes I notice something, like, okay, you know what? I'm finna change this real quick. And got to see if you still got something to say.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I read it. Don't get it twisted. And I just, what I let touch me.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it got places it got to go through before it can get to the,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? The mind. Yeah,
respect.
For sure.
I think I'm going to go back to this very often. That's part of that, you built for this.
Yeah.
Everybody can't do that, bro.
Yeah.
As an artist, do you still believe it's about the art?
Yeah. At the end of the day, man, music is music.
Go ahead.
Man, when that beat come on, them words, like, it don't matter what you say, as long as you're saying it right. You know what I'm saying?
Bro.
Like, music is music, and, you know, you just have to, you gotta find, you just gotta keep working.
That's right.
You never know. It's a cycle. So yeah, every genre or type might get they time.
That's
what I'm saying?
Sure.
Let the cycle spin.
That's
don't hate.
That's real. Don't
just
bro,
wait in line,
that.
Man.
Just
keep working.
Yeah, that's real, bro. Respect that. Man, let's talk about Black Love, the clothing line. Come on, man. That's your baby.
That's my baby.
I can recall, was this 2019, 2020?
18.
Come on, bro. 18. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
2018.
Bro, just for the fans, man, as an entrepreneur, what has that taught you about being a clothing brand owner, about persistence and work ethic? What has that taught you?
Boy, you gotta fix it.
Go ahead.
Yes. It ain't just going to pick
Come
up.
On,
it ain't
bro,
going
that's
to.
Real.
Hey, bro, I need. It ain't just that, man. A whole lot, too.
Yeah, bro.
And it was new to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, coming from the streets. You
gotcha.
Feel what I'm saying? Like, it was a whole lot of this
that's real.
Stuff that was new to me.
Gotcha.
You feel what I'm saying? But I was already always prepared to,
right.
for any challenge.
Come on,
you know what I'm
that's
saying?
Real,
so
bro.
It was like. Yeah, that branding, anytime you got your own or anytime you're working for yourself,
right.
an entrepreneur, man, it's real.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, it ain't.
Man, you saying something, though, bro.
You thinking, because you got to go clock in, you got to lay it out for you. You know
bro,
what you got to do.
You
don't know
what
tomorrow might go
brings.
On. But for
bro,
real.
You saying
for
something.
Real.
You saying
yeah,
something.
It done been a, you
bro,
know what
no,
I'm saying?
But I'm saying, bro, I had ATL Bam on here. He, you know, Cornerstore on Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, yeah, you know, I can make, you know, X amount. But he's like, bro, like, as soon as that stock get low, I got to go re-up with the stock that can take that, bro.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's like,
yeah.
bro, you got to keep on.
Still, and you still living.
That's real,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, you still got people around you. You still got people that you, man, you
bro,
live.
Come on,
yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, a lot come
Respect.
With it.
That's real, bro.
A lot
That's
with
real.
It.
In hindsight, man, how has that, you know, over the last, you said 2018, the last five and a half, six years.
Mm-hmm.
How proud are you of your baby? How proud are you of your baby, Black Love?
Oh, Oh, I'm so
come on, bro. Come on, man. What's up, bro? I love it.
Nah, I'm proud of my baby. Come on, man. My baby on national television. Come on, you know bro. What I'm saying? Wow. And everybody that see my baby want to hold it, want to touch it, want to kiss it.
That's dope, bro.
Especially that's somebody who, you know, like-minded. Somebody right. who know where it's going or who know me. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And know what I put in.
That's yeah, real, sure. bro. And you know, that brand represents you, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's who you yeah. are. You yeah. know what I'm saying? Like, the epitome, bro. Yeah. First time meeting you, Big A Studio. Shout out to Big A.
Big A.
You
Big
know what I'm saying? Yeah,
and
bro.
Speaking of brand, uh-huh. before you get there.
Go ahead.
Nolo, that's who I learned it. That's who I got brand. All the game
come
from.
On,
you
bro.
Know
shout
what I'm saying?
Nolo, like, bro, that's real.
Nolo admin is garage.
Come on,
garage,
bro. That's right. The workshop. Get real, bro. That's real.
That's
real, bro.
Yeah, Nolo.
That's dope. Man, shout out to the family, bro. That's dope.
For sure.
Dope, bro. But ever since then, man, you know, you've been solid, bro.
Yeah.
Solid. Like, bro, yeah. like, you don't meet too many people in life like that, bro.
I'm trying to stay. Yeah, bro. I try on. To stay out of the way if I can't stay solid, bro. When wow. I ain't, like, when I, you know what I'm saying? As long as I'm there, I'm going to give my all. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Real, bro.
And when I'm out the way, let me be out the way. Give me my, let me get my time. Let
come
me,
on.
Let me,
respect,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Respect. And listen, yeah. speaking of, you know, like, out the way, you know, like, you know, all this online crap that's going on and all that, man. Fill in the blank, man. One of my favorite bars by Mozzie GA.
Oh, shit. It be hard, man.
Ready? Here we go. Where your shooters at? They be beefing on the net.
They were computers
at. Computers at. Yes. Bro, they were computers at.
Real talk.
Bro, my favorite bars, bro. Come on, bro.
And, bro, let me
come
tell
on.
You, bro, to be honest, man, it be a lot of times where I be, you know, critiquing myself a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what I want to, you know, give out there.
Gotcha.
And that's why, you know, I still give you a little bit of that, but I also try to give you a little game, you know, and
real,
as
bro.
Well inside
real.
Of that. You know what
that's
I'm saying? Because I know it, what you want to hear.
That's a fact.
But I got it. I'm working on,
bro,
you know what I'm saying? Putting it together so you can receive it and.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's the definition of nasty. Your
yeah,
newly.
For real.
Released track, bro.
No, for real.
Bro, like. If we can get a graphic up here, Nasty just released. He didn't, bro. I'm a man about lyrics,
yeah.
lyricism.
Yeah.
He didn't miss, y'all. Straight through, he did not miss. This is one of those ones you're like, okay, yeah. all right, video crazy, Mozzie being Mozzie.
That was just like a little. I had a situation going up there with Bel Air. Shout out to Bel Air, you know.
Oh, that was an impromptu too. Video. Huh. That was
yeah,
like a.
That was just like a, you know, a quick little something. I was just.
Wow.
Nah, man, I plan on, you know, coming by, you know. Yeah, because my project finna drop. Long time coming.
Come on.
Yeah,
come
long
on,
time
bro.
Coming
come
on the way.
Come on.
Better than I ever been just dropped. You
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying?
Come on, bro.
So,
come on. That's
yeah,
what's up.
You know, I just was waiting for this.
That's right.
TV
yeah,
situation
bro.
Situation.
Yeah,
and,
gotcha.
You know, God,
we
going to
get into that too. You know, yeah,
they
bro.
They don't want to see you and hear something, so. Yeah, I just want to make sure I have, wow. you know, the work there for him.
Bro, how did Nasty come about, bro? Produced by Nard and B, Act Don't Miss, you know, Spain the Great, bro. Like, how did that come about, bro? Like, was that?
Man,
speak
I got.
Speak on that, bro. That track, out of here, bro.
Anytime I go to, like, this going way back with Nard and B shot, the Nard and
come
B
on,
Trent.
Come on, Trent.
Come
on, Trent. Come on, come on, bro.
Like,
come,
we speaking on.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Let's speak
yeah.
on that, bro. Trent Sweat, man. You're signed to Platinum
real.
Producers Nard and B.
Yeah.
Behind them hits of Migos T-shirt, Mano's All the Above, yeah. Little Uzi Vert, 7 Million featuring Future, and my absolute favorite, Future's Inside the Mattress.
For sure. that's my one.
Bro,
I used to be in Texas.
Bro.
Damn.
Bro, come on. Yes, sir. Come on, bro. That's a fact.
Yeah, yeah,
that's a fact,
real.
Man.
Yeah,
what is it
yeah.
like over that trench work, bro? Like, just to be in that presence, bro, that mess, man. I think it's been about roughly a year and a half, two years now.
Going on three.
Bro, you working, bro.
Yeah, it's been about 3 years.
Come on,
been
bro.
Folks. And, man, it, like, even going in, when we used to go in there, it's just all about we going there and we're going to have a good combo.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, we got to get off. We're going to talk as men, you
that's
know,
right.
like the barbershop.
That's right, for sure.
And then them beats come on.
Come on.
And when Nasty came on, you heard how that beat came out. That I said, is that? I said, it be Nasty.
I love the intro where you just mumbling in the front. Yeah, be like, keep that.
Yeah, yeah. I said, yeah, it be hard. Oh, God.
Keep that.
And then
that's
I
real, bro.
and I'd be punching in, you know what I'm saying? So I just went. And I had fun on that one, and it came, man, I did that one in probably about 15-20 minutes, yeah.
Isn't that the best music where it's like, bro, like where creative minds just link and it's like
quick. Yeah. And then you got AK, you know, I love on, you know doing music with AK, you know, that's who I like engineering,
gotcha,
you know.
For sure.
But I done started engineering myself now.
Gotcha.
Working on the craft.
Bro, that's how it is, bro. Yeah. Everybody from Nas down, bro, they start learning the engineering. So I'm in the studio so much, like, let me learn this trade.
For sure. That's real, bro. For sure.
Respect.
But yeah, you know, you always get a little something here, something there, you know what I'm saying? So big salute to the team, Trench Work, man. And that's anytime we do anything over there. Like, it's a, you know what I'm saying? Tight knit, bro.
Yeah. And it seems like, bro, never met Narden B, not one time in my entire life. Bro, they seem just like you. Humble with every, bro, like I can tell the vibes over there just
it's
laid
like
out.
It was meant. Like wow. it was meant. You know what I'm saying? Like they, like you say, they just same and they down to earth.
That's dope.
And they brothers who go on their own stuff.
Gotcha.
Like, they ain't with like
Go ahead, bro.
Ain't with all that extra, you know,
Gotcha.
It's gotta make sense.
That's so true. That's
you know what I'm saying?
I
respect it, you know what I'm saying? Because it teach me a lot as well.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah,
they on their own.
We ain't jumping no, we ain't riding
gotcha.
No, you know what I'm saying? We got our own thing
right,
going
that's
on.
That's real, bro.
Yeah.
I respect
that. And
that's
how I rock. So that's why I just lock in with them, you know what I'm saying? Like I do.
That's real. Respect, bro. Dating back, man, what's your most introspective song you think you've ever written? And is it released yet? What's the deepest song you ever written?
I was just gonna say, you gotta give me that. Come on, that intro. let me see. I just did one that I like pretty good. You know what I'm saying? But dang, the deepest one.
Yeah. Like, what's that one you like, bro? Like, I took it there.
Like deep?
Yeah, just deep. Like the deepest song you know, like in a sense, you know, Tupac, Hey Mama, you know, like something, you know, like, I'm sorry, Dear Mama, you know, like what's that one? Even Kanye, Hey Mama, you know what I mean? Like, what's that one that you like, nah, this is it. Has it been released? If not, it might have not have been released yet. It might have just been like, nah, that one hasn't come yet.
Dang, Ernie. Yeah, well, yeah, I can't really, it's hard. It's a few, because I got a few of them that, you know what I'm saying, that I could think. But I ain't going to just, because I can't say I just really got so deep.
Gotcha.
You know, like, on my music.
Gotcha. It's a time and a place, but bro, like, I understand what you're saying,
like,
bro.
Yeah, like, I ain't really just.
And you got a story, bro. You got a story.
I'm ADD, so trying to put all that together, I get in there and kind of get it.
I gotcha.
So, yeah, I ain't really got that
yet.
I
know what you're saying. For sure, bro. You've been rapping since the age of?
Man, to be honest, probably about 4 or 5, just hearing music, reciting mute songs from front to back, you know, since I was a youngin', but really recording probably 15, 16.
Gotcha. 15, 16.
There
you go. That's what I was getting at. There you go.
But when I met Norm B, like 3 years ago.
Man, that's real, bro.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
So you just like, nah, this is real.
Yeah, and not just even to say it's real, I was, because in the streets, you know, you're gonna go make you some money. You feel like you want to go do a song. Hey, let's go over here and do a song.
Right, bro.
Then I was writing then, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So it wasn't coming off as well as how it was supposed to, you know what I'm saying? So once I got over there with Northern Beat, you know, I was able to get in there. They was just, just still, you know, same thing.
Free.
Just punch in, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I went to, you know, I went through artist development.
That's
or whatever.
Real, bro.
Yeah,
does the music sound or feel more free?
For sure.
Like
for
that,
sure.
You just like,
yeah,
I've come, man.
For sure.
Almost literally hear a beat within 15 minutes.
Every day it get a little bit better. You know, like I said, now that I done been kind of engineering myself,
right.
Now I can kind of, it's a little tad, a little more cheat code.
Right. Gotcha.
Doing extra and certain
That's
things,
dope.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, you are a dad.
Yes, sir.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir. Oh,
let's come
God.
On, bro. 4, if I can remember?
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah,
bro. That's what's up, bro. What has fatherhood, how has fatherhood affected you on your everyday mindset?
Boy, a lot. It'd be the weight of that,
come
too,
on.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I know I done missed out, you know, a lot of times, a lot of quality time with my kids, you know what I'm saying? And like I just said, man, I ain't got no blueprint to this, you know what
bro,
I'm saying?
No one does, bro.
And, you know, just getting out here to chase the dreams that I'm chasing and to give them the life that I know they deserve, that's you know real, what I'm bro. Saying? It's like, nobody where I'm from, I ain't doing it.
Come
you
on,
feel me?
Bro.
So it's like, yeah, I hear what you saying, but at the same time, like, I'm not just trying to have that for, you know what I'm saying, for mine. So, you know, and, you know, no excuses or whatever.
Nah, bro,
like,
you're saying something, though.
Just growing up to be the only child, man, it kind of messed me up, too, just being, like, self, like.
Gotcha.
And I ain't going to say selfish because, like, I always, when I ran out, oh, I'm going to give what I got, we got.
Bro, that's a fact.
But at the same time, just that phone and, like, certain things, I fall short on sometimes, you know what
bro,
I'm saying? But
I do know what you're saying, 2020 photo,
you know, that's why I took this year to just get my own, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And when I, cause my relationship, it was, you know, also taking a
bro,
toll on me, you know what I'm saying? So
bro,
I just like,
and that's why I, bro,
and I know she deserved, you know, the same as
absolutely.
Well. So just going through all that, it was like, you know what, let me just pull a bite, get my own. You know, get my kids,
on,
get,
bro.
You know, start from scratch again. You know what I'm saying?
It's real.
Like I said, I'm built for it. I ain't worried
bro,
about nobody.
On,
you know what
it's
I'm saying?
Let
talking
a man,
like,
no, let yeah. a man examine himself.
For
that's
sure.
real, bro.
For
and,
sure.
And first thing I'm thinking about when you said that was like, man, you know, thinking about stepdad. Like,
yeah.
He was a hustler.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
for
made
sure.
A, he made a way.
For sure.
He didn't have a 9-to-5,
for
8-to-3,
sure.
2-to-7,
nah,
you know?
My mama, my aunties,
come on,
everybody. My granddaddy, he worked.
Gotcha.
And he retired, you know,
gotcha.
The GM.
Gotcha.
But everybody else was pretty much, you know what I'm saying,
sufficient.
Self-employed.
That's
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Bro.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that, bro, but that's like, that's the, man, all right, Mozzie, this is what I love about this grind.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's just like a basketball player.
Yeah.
You know, their main story is, man, like, you know, hey, I played 16 seasons.
Yeah.
I saw my kid 3 months of the year.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that was sporadic because
yeah.
I still had to go get 1,000 shots up. But,
yeah.
But that reward is like.
The reward going
to
be great.
To where it's like, yeah, I don't have to work. I punch in till I'm 65. I can be. Now I'm talking my kids, my grandkids. Like, bro, it's different.
Yeah.
It's just different, bro.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's every.
We
life,
right
is,
there.
Life is a sacrifice,
and
bro. Come
and
on.
I say we right there, but I ain't just saying that's the end, but I'm just talking about. To where I can know I can, you know what I'm saying?
Real,
so
bro.
Yeah, we just
respect,
working, man.
Respect,
we working.
Bro. Respect. That's
yeah,
it,
we'll
bro,
never
for
stop
sure,
working.
For sure.
Shout out to my BMs too,
come
man.
On.
You know what I'm saying?
That,
cause they done been locked in with me
gotcha.
The whole way.
And that
you
makes
know
it,
what I'm saying? Like, no child support.
Gotcha, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Cause they know my heart. I talk to them. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I also talk to my kids. They know I'm
that's a
I
fact,
love
bro.
My kids
that's
to death.
Fact.
You feel
respect.
What I'm saying?
Respect.
And I've been telling them everything that I'm doing now. I've been preaching this. A long time ago, so starting to see certain
seeing
shit
the
like
fruit, bro, seeing
yeah,
the fruit
yeah,
of the
like,
labor, bro.
But nah, I salute to them,
come
man.
On,
them black
bro,
women,
that,
nah,
come
I,
on,
I
bro.
Love,
respect,
yeah, yeah, I love
respect,
them.
Bro.
Yeah, for sure.
That goes the long way.
Yeah,
let me, you know what I'm saying? I say, let me be great, but let me be great.
Yeah,
and watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, watch how this.
Yeah,
come on,
yeah,
come
we
on, bro.
Be
that's
straight.
Real. That's a fact.
Let
bro.
Me be great. We
that's
be straight.
He can't do it without Prime, y'all. That's real, bro. That's real, man. Bro, Mozzie, you have a very highly publicized relationship
yeah.
with Amy Luciano. Recording artist, ghostwriter, and reality TV star. Your
yeah.
fans have grown with you both through it all.
Yeah.
They speak to y'all like they cousin Tommy, like they auntie, you know, they speak to y'all on a, such a personable level.
And
it's like family.
Yeah.
How do you manage being so transparent, human, and vulnerable when you don't even have to, bro?
Cause it was a time when I used to come on Lou Live, you know what I'm saying? And they didn't even want me on there, you know what I'm saying? I used to go, you know me, I'ma come on there, take over the live, talk my shit, get on that country shit.
Yeah.
Then after a while, they started feeling, they like,
it's okay. I like this guy.
I like this guy.
That's
and then weird. They started seeing, you know, how much I, you know, really invested in my relationship, my
that's
woman,
right.
you know
that's
what
right,
I'm saying?
That's
like.
Right.
I get affectionate, you know, I have to be vulnerable, I gotta be whatever I gotta be with my woman at home, you know what I'm saying? And it's really the first time I actually ever did that, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And that's why I took a toll. Yeah,
and it doesn't help that you saying this is your first time doing it, and it's publicized.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
You literally learning day by day how to, bro, that's different for sure.
Yeah, so. Yeah, for the most part, though, like, when I first got that camera, the first time they didn't like me, I was being myself. I'm always be myself.
Bro, that's a fact. Bro.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, a fact. So, you gonna, what you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get.
So,
that's real, bro. And right now, that has translated into being on the bigger platform, MTV's Love & Hip Hop.
Yes, sir.
Which you can catch every Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Tomorrow.
2024. Come
yes,
on
sir.
Now.
You catch me
tomorrow. Let's talk about that, bro. This new venture, man. How are you liking it so far?
Oh, I love it, man. Because at the end of the day, I'm able to be myself.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Respect. Like, I know everybody say, it ain't that, but nah, like, people really, you know, on there expressing themselves, going through real situations.
That's
you
real,
know, so
bro.
Happy you just gotta, you know, get seen where you at, you
right,
know what I'm
right.
saying? But yeah, I'm being me.
Gotcha.
So I'm expressing my love for somebody
that's
that,
right,
you know, and going for that, you know what I'm saying? Everything. I got a lot of, it's a lot on there.
How was that, you know, like being as honest, transparent, bro, like in not giving two fucks about anybody. How is that, you know, not speaking on anybody else, but how do you mesh with that? Like just, cause you're authentic. How do you mesh with that with a lot of different energies around you? How do you mesh with that?
Yeah, what it is.
I've been through worse.
We'll face real, it when
bro.
We get there.
Gotcha, that's real, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Yeah, it is what it is.
That's real.
Yeah.
Bro, you said something very interesting on the Fat Nasty podcast. Shout out to the guys, man. You said on the podcast, you said, I love the fans of death. I love the people. But damn them at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I respect that. It's like, no, y'all don't have to.
Yeah.
When I turn my keys on my door, y'all not here. Like,
yeah,
this is my real life in here.
For sure.
Is that how you migrate through all of this as well?
Oh, yeah.
Respect
that's what I was
that,
just
bro.
Telling
respect
you. Like, at the end of the day, like,
respect
yeah,
that.
I'm doing, like, because I'm being me.
Yes.
Nah, you ain't going to control me, you being, like, me being me. You
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, like. Yeah, no.
Bro, like, how is it dealing, you know, this bro, heavy is the head that wears a crown. How do you deal, like, just brother to brother, how do you deal with this type of, this is a fan question, how do you deal with this type of lifestyle, just, you know, everything, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you deal with it?
God.
Real.
Got my kids.
That's right.
My family. You know what I'm saying? And just everything I done put in it.
Come
and
on.
I think, like, to be honest, that had a lot to do with a lot of this, like, the stuff that was going on in the top of the year. You know, we
gotcha.
Both made a decision, like, you know, so I just don't think God wanna overshadow everything that I have, you know what I'm saying,
gotcha.
Put in to this, you know what I'm
Real.
Saying?
Gotcha.
And the other side as well,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's time for us to, you know, just like, cause yeah, we both are people, like, you know, how you speaking.
That's
on,
right.
You know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying?
For sure.
So,
for sure.
Yeah, I think we got our own things we got to do first.
Gotcha.
And if it is, you know, whatever, and then, you know, it will, but.
That's right.
Yeah, we got
that's
other
real.
Things we got to do as well.
Gotcha. And bro, that's the journey. That's the journey
yeah.
as well. And I'm not even too privy on even that part of what's going on.
Right.
I just seen the season opener.
Right.
So I seen what Amy's mom had to say.
Yeah. But you know, that's been,
that's,
you know,
like,
what I'm saying?
You know, like, that's.
No, I'm talking about that's been, we was going through that way back.
Gotcha,
you know what I'm
bro.
Saying?
Gotcha.
So this the now.
The now.
Yeah.
The now.
That's back then.
That's back then, bro.
Yeah.
That's real, bro.
Yeah.
What's, bro, let me ask you this, man. Music off. Driving down the highway, what's on your mind?
Every step I'm taking to get to where I need to go.
Gotcha. Like, it's real,
I
bro.
I swear, like,
that seems
and
to
that
be,
happens
bro.
Sometimes. Like, I get in the car, as long as that music don't come on, it's off. I catch myself just ride. I have a tune in my head. it be a tune in the head until I go to thinking about something, and then that lead to something else.
It's real.
And lead to something else. But for the most part, man, I'm always, you ain't gonna need too much, ain't gonna be too much conversation and
when gotcha.
that I don't put something with life, like, to try to make it make sense.
Makes sense, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't just having no conversations about nothing.
Unless
we vibe and it's gonna pop up. It's gonna get there. Real. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get our chucks.
Come on, bro. Has to have a purpose. That's real, bro. That's real. Yeah. Respect that, bro. Yeah. Respect that. Man.
I like this more. Bro, that's right here. Like, damn, the physical and all the rest of the shit, you know, you see, but that mental. Cause a lot of us men, black
Come
men,
on, bro.
But
Come
we
on.
Go through it. You know what I'm saying? Like, a black woman is a dangerous person right now, boy.
Bro, hell has no fury like a woman scorned. That's a fact, bro.
For real. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's a fact.
And it's
that's a fact.
Scary.
That's a fact.
Scary.
That's a fact. But yeah, bro, it's do you, you know, off the cuff, bro, are you making time for yourself?
Nah, not like I do, but I don't. Cause I got time, but it's like the time that I do got, I ain't trying to waste it, so I'm preserving it. So
gotcha.
That way, when I get to where I got time, you know what I'm saying?
It's real.
Like right now, I really probably don't give myself time.
You seem like the guy.
Mentally, kind of, I do. Like
yeah,
I
you
think,
have
like
to,
I,
right?
Yeah, right, right. But I don't give myself time.
Gotcha. And is that part of the highly motivated, highly ambitious? Like, you know, you're never satisfied in a sense.
Yeah, you, like, but nobody ever be,
bro.
I don't know why. I hope that ain't what people thinking. Like, it's a spot where you get to where you just can say, forget it.
Bro, I say this expression all the time.
Hell,
you know what's on the billionaire's mind? How to get the next billion.
What y'all understand
that's
is,
real,
I got to keep making these millions.
Got to keep making them, bro.
Somebody did the use.
Bro, you saying so, bro. That's
I gotta
real.
I got to keep making these
That's
money.
Real, bro. That's a fact. That's
if
a
I stop
fact.
Making them, get what? It's over.
Bro, but you... It don't stop.
It don't stop.
It has to, bro. Like, you have to keep reinventing the wheel and keep on, bro.
Especially if you somebody that, you
Come
know,
on.
So, you
That's
know,
right.
Don't stop.
Mozzie, GA, do you see yourself ever being married? Let the beat breathe.
Yeah,
it's real.
I'm gonna get married.
It's real, bro.
Yeah,
real.
Sure.
It's real.
What? I gotta have that. I gotta have. You know what I'm saying?
You have a bro, black love. You have a lot of love to give, bro.
Yeah.
And not only that, but bro, like just wisdom to even more children. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's who you are, bro. Like, and God don't give that to everybody
yeah.
to even you know be able to multiply with that you know
right.
that wisdom needed
right.
for the future generation.
Right. Right.
It's real, bro.
Yeah, I for sure will. Cause I'm easy going, you know what I'm saying?
True.
Like I can't lie, right now I am focused on, you know, career. Like
Come on.
That's it, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I will get
That's
married.
Real. Respect that.
Yeah.
Cause you even mentioned, you know, I'm not making time for myself, so you know, you would have to be spread thin. To make time for even, you know, I'm just being honest, like, because it, bro,
and that's what I'm saying, yeah. Like, right now, is like we can, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
socially,
of course,
we got urges and stuff that we need,
bro,
to, you know what I'm
that's
saying,
a so, fact, bro. But marriage does that. You know, the last time I've been out, 2020, when you, I, all of us went to Cinco de Mayo, 2020. that's what marriage does to you, no, but I'm just saying.
Damn. But
joking,
I'm a homebody anyway.
Not
really,
but I'm just saying, that's what you have to be ready for this lifestyle. And
yeah.
That's a fact. That's real, bro.
Yeah, you
that's
gotta
real.
Be.
You have to be, bro.
And because even with the relationship that I, you know, came to, I wasn't even ready.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like, yeah, I wasn't even ready.
What? Let me ask you that. Like, and while we on that, bro, you know, I did my homework, bro. You mentioned that you spent $30,000+. On the engagement.
Yeah.
Now we're putting that on the shelf. Hindsight is 2020. When Mozzie decides to get married and pop that question, will it be less, the same, or more next time?
More.
Shit's got
We gonna got good. Hell no, I ain't.
Yeah, it's gonna be more.
You still gonna
saying some shit, bro. You saying
so? That was amazing. Even the like, regardless of what,
that's just you.
That's me.
And then go ahead, the time at that time.
Oh, it was perfect. Everybody there, what that needed to be there.
Come on,
you know what I'm saying? It was perfect.
Bro, you have a lot of love to give, bro. Like that's just like, bro.
My girl, it ain't no limit.
No limit, bro, for my.
You know what I'm saying?
Respect that, bro.
Nah,
I respect that.
Like, we gonna go. As long as you stay behind, as long as we stay together.
That's right.
We gonna go get that.
I respect that.
You feel me? Like for real.
Mazi G, let me ask you this, bro. Is it better to be loved or respected?
Respected for sure.
Respected. I know you would say that too, bro.
Because I'd rather have loyalty than love.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, like love.
Go, bro, this is my favorite question.
Love shit tricky.
Bro, it comes with a sense of entitlement. A lot of entitlement. When you respect somebody, you like,
it could be down to that 50 cent.
Exactly. I appreciate you giving me that 50 cent.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like with love, sometimes it comes off of, dang, just 50 cent?
Yeah, it comes with entitlement. That's real, dead on edge. That's real, bro. Nah, for real. Love is just, because that loyalty, like, regardless of your emotions or a certain way, how you feel,
right,
you still got to stand up to and play the part. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Yeah, and love is just, I get to do, say, like,
Yeah, bro, like, do
respect.
You...
Respect.
Yeah, respect. Respect. Is that big? BC, that's all, bro. That's it went down before a reason, bro. That's a fact, bro. Man, Mazi, for your fans, outside of music, what's that one thing they'll be thrilled to know that you do? Like, I shoot pool. Most people don't know that. What's that one thing you do that people like, dang, ain't no Mazi did that?
I shoot pool.
Gotcha, for sure.
I used to play baseball.
Gotcha, sure.
Let me see. I'm trying to really think of something that they might.
But you on your grind, bro. You ain't even really got. Let me ask you this, bro, to a personal level. What's the last movie you watched?
It's crazy because I just left someone watching a movie, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, gotcha.
I was putting somebody onto a movie, and there was a movie that, I liked or whatever.
Gotcha.
And that was, because I around some females or whatever, but it was called Milkshake, Gunpowder Milkshake.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
that's
so
okay,
that was
for
the
sure.
last one.
Okay, for know. Sure, for sure. So you make a little topic, so just clear your mind and just...
I wouldn't even, because, the default, you doing...
Yeah, it wasn't bro.
Just like I was watching it.
That's real, bro.
They got dogs in the house, and that dog, it was a big dog.
Gotcha,
so
I feel you.
My mind wasn't in play.
I feel you, bro.
I'm thinking about this door right here.
No,
just
bro.
Just in case.
Yeah. These men have to think about
it.
That's real, bro. Bro, this life of entertainment, this life of... being in the spotlight, this shit ain't easy. You just make it look easy. Like, where does that, two cents of, I don't care what y'all think. Where does that stem from?
My grandma.
Gotcha.
And my grandma gave me all that. I got to get it all. My birthday was just the 12th, too.
Come on, shout out to grandma. That's what's up, bro. That's what's up.
Damn, man. Grandma ain't got no filters.
Gotcha.
She called herself Miss 100.
Yeah. I love it.
Brother, I love it. She,
That's real. Besides your kids, man.
And then my hometown, man.
Gotcha.
Where I come from. That motherfucker bid you for anything. They just don't, like a lot of motherfuckers, they just don't know it. They don't know the other thing they got to do, just separate. Like, go far as you can.
Wow. And you mentioned, from Douglas to, was it straight to Texas?
No, when I was 15, I moved up there to Charlotte.
My grandma, my
granddaddy stayed up there like 3.5-4 years. Came back, I got kicked out of school up there.
Gotcha.
Went to my hometown, got kicked out there.
Gotcha.
When my daddy, with my real pops, you know what I'm saying? He tried it for a minute.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Got kicked out.
Typical story.
Went to jail. He ain't come get me. My mama done had to come get me.
Gotcha.
Left from there, went to military school.
Gotcha. Okay.
U Challenge Academy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I actually met a few guys, you know,
lifelong that friend. Live here,
for
bro,
sure.
That's real, bro.
And it was a lot of guys that are from Atlanta, you know
gotcha.
What I'm saying?
Gotcha.
What year did I go to? I think that was 2007. So if you went to U Challenge in Fort Stewart.
Right. 2007. Shout out to Fort Stewart, bro.
Yeah.
My dad, I was there for about 4 years. My dad was stationed there.
Yeah.
That's what's
like,
up, yeah.
Hinesville.
That's
right
it,
there.
That's it. Yes, sir.
Went to Fort, got kicked out of there too, but so happened I hadn't got my GED.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So, left with my GED, then I went to Texas. Went out there for 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, because I had got in some trouble, became a felon.
Gotcha.
My BM, she was in the military or whatever. So, you know, I had to get
that's
up
right,
out of
bro.
That.
I understand that. Make it, yeah. Bro, get away to make a way.
Yeah.
It's real, bro. It's a fact.
Did my thing out there,
that's
made
right.
a name for myself
for sure,
out there.
For sure.
You know, then
she never gave up on that music, bro. You
had
really
had a situation. Well, I tripped out, like I had an out-of-body experience.
Gotcha.
And man, I'm talking about a whole, I really ain't want to speak on too much of what was going
gotcha,
on in
gotcha.
Texas while I was there, but like, yeah, like every day you couldn't miss me with a whole lot of bad
just,
activity.
Gotcha, bro.
And what? This particular day when I got caught, I was butt-ass naked, you feel what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And when I was going through that, it was just telling me like, get back to Georgia, go
gotcha,
back
bro.
To your homeland,
gotcha.
Get closer to your mama, you know,
gotcha,
and pull
bro.
All that shit together. So ever since then, when I got here, man, I got straight to my hometown, when I got my L's,
come
I hadn't
bro.
Had my lies in 8 years.
Gotcha, bro.
Came up here to Atlanta, moved one of my partners for about 3 months, got a gig,
right?
Got a crib, ran in the, you know what
on
I'm saying?
The, and,
then,
up and, up, bro.
And then been, you know, yeah, for real.
Bro, you had a, you had, Virginia, I know you look back at it and be like, wow, what,
yeah.
I, bro, the purpose was always there, bro. I just had to,
yeah.
Bro, you finding these new chapters, bro, from here to Hinesville to
yeah.
Texas to,
yeah.
bro, back to home, back to Atlanta, like,
yeah.
that's not easy, bro.
Nah, yeah.
Is that why
yeah,
you appreciate
been,
your day-to-day the way you do?
Yeah, because I done had to be a lot of places by myself, no family, no nothing. I done had to walk, I done had to stand on my own 10 and
gotcha.
Go places, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like, yeah, hold my own.
Wow.
Like it ain't been easy,
man. Besides,
so it's a certain way you have to move when you,
bro. That's
when you,
a fact,
especially
bro.
When you already know you are gifted.
Yep.
You know you got a lot of hate out there. You
it's
got
a
lot
fact.
Of you know what I'm saying.
It's a fact.
But just you know, just
yeah, bro. Like you,
you
bro,
gotta
like,
make it work. You gotta make it work,
bro. And you have, bro.
Yeah,
bro. Besides your kids, man, what is your proudest accomplishment thus far?
My kids, for sure. Cause them jokers personality.
That's a fact. I know.
Way
louder
than mine, man.
Already. Early.
Early. You're gonna see here.
Come
soon.
On, come
I'm
on, bro. That's what's up. Damn.
Just how I deal with life and how I think now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even think. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like, niggas just used to live life, just go, didn't care what hell. Like, when I look back at that shit, boy, just be thankful. Like,
wow.
For getting away through certain
gotcha.
Shit and
gotcha.
Just, but I always been a type that like to get like I ain't know I wasn't a live person that got to do it for people to know that
right,
you know
bro,
what I'm
that's
saying?
A fact,
like,
that's real.
I like the mastermind,
bro. That's a fact,
you know
bro.
What
like,
saying?
Bro, they said, what it was the quote? Big boss to just sit back and listen, bro. That's
real.
Real bro.
So,
like, yeah,
yeah, like, yeah,
man,
yeah.
respect that, bro.
Hell yeah,
man. What's next for Mozzie GA?
Okay, that's a good question. I like that. Okay, what's next for my GA, man? Really is, like, my main thing, Black Love, man. My main goal is to reach back to all the younger
gotcha.
Black men.
Come on.
I'm talking about 5, 6,
gotcha.
7, 8. And, you know, try to get with the right people to start teaching these folks, like, LLC, business,
gotcha,
credit,
right.
you know, the stuff that I feel like that's really necessary.
Really?
Not the, like, yeah, it's cool. Let them go to school if you want to, but
come
after
on,
they
bro.
Get out, they that's got a whole nother little situation they got to do. So we kind of need a whole nother schooling
bro,
system.
A whole different
that's really
system,
what I
want
to get into. But for the most
I'm
part,
big
I'm just big on reaching back to the younger men like myself
that's
that
right.
was growing up.
That's right.
Didn't have no guidance.
Gotcha.
Didn't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? And now I look back and be like, damn, I wish I would have had. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So just to be that for another young man.
That's real.
Because I know if I could do that for him, then maybe the women might not be so mad with us. You know what I'm saying?
Each one teach one, bro. Yeah, training a whole society, bro. Yeah. That's real, bro.
Even though we mama's babies.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, yeah, the young men out there, man, they need us.
That.
They need
that
the
structure.
Ones who done went through it.
Come
and
on,
that
bro.
Know better
That's
more than
fact,
anything.
That's a fact, bro. That's yeah. a fact. Yeah. And they seem, bro, even being transparent now, bro, like, these kids are watching. These teenagers are watching, bro.
Yeah.
They're seeing someone's success story, which is dope. Like, okay, I didn't know he went through all that.
Yeah.
Look at him now, bro. Like, it's always
and
bright.
Still going.
Bro,
still going through it. I ain't now went.
No, you said, going. Bro, what you're saying, bro. Like, that's what life is,
you know,
bro.
That.
That's a fact, bro.
And I think, like, and I really, like, sometimes just, like, I be looking in like, so that with God, so God, that what you want.
Gotcha.
So you want me to show him like you still can smile, you still can, you know what I'm saying? Like go through this shit and make
That's
this shit work, like no matter what, you know what I'm saying? Like for real.
Even, you know what I'm saying? Even when I wasn't listening, even when I would have my back turned against
you,
even
know
when
what
I
I'm
was
saying? Like that's what you want, you always want to be almost like a blueprint.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's real. Mozzie did that, so hopefully you won't have to go through that.
Nah,
that's
for real,
bro.
For real,
that's real,
for
bro.
Real.
Man, when it's all said and done, Mozzie GA, what's your legacy?
It's gonna start off with the Son and Bryant.
Say it again?
It's gonna start off with the Son and Bryant.
Oh, bro, I love that. Love that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the world is his world.
Come on.
And his sisters, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah, of course. But I know they gonna go get married. That's they right. gonna take up a last name That's or whatever, right. but they still good.
Come
they straight forever too.
That's
but right. the son and he ready too.
Ready.
He getting
That's up. What's
up, bro. And I ain't just saying this with he ready, but it's like he's smart.
Gotcha.
He's smart at grandma. Like his grandma, she come straight out the streets, like
gotcha.
Almost on some queen pin type
gotcha.
Situation.
Gotcha.
So she just be gaming him, and I'm
no
so
filter.
Thankful for
yeah,
you know
bro.
What I'm saying?
Real.
Cause
That's
like
real.
This little Joker, he is the truth.
Come on,
he the truth.
That's real.
He the truth.
That's
the truth,
real.
Man,
That's real.
But nah, man, Black Love, man.
Yeah,
you gonna
come on.
You gonna know what I put in.
What do you? What do you have your sights set on Black Love as far as a brand out there, this universe? Like, what is your sights set on? What do you see it projected 5-10 years? What do you see?
I wasn't gonna say that, but I might well, but like I said, going back to the younger generation,
right?
So I plan on, you know how when we growing up, we always wanted to do something else. It wasn't, we didn't know what hustle it was,
right.
what it is, we trying to find it, you know, but we ain't want to work no 9-to-5, you
That's
know what
fact.
I'm saying? But we'll go to the streets, pick up the sack.
That's right.
So like the Mary Kays and the different, you know, other insurance and
right.
stuff like that, I want to be able to have a package for young men
gotcha.
Of clothing.
That's
you know what I'm
dope,
saying?
Bro.
So you can go to the, you know, your neighborhood and
That's
you sell
dope.
Black Love. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a guy
That's
who
dope.
Come from this same background.
That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? And he giving us the opportunity to do some, you know, legal
Absolutely,
the right way.
Bro.
You feel me? Like, yeah, that's what
spreading love. Why they
when you're a
one-man
army,
bro,
man, that's a lot of this shit take time.
It does, bro. That's
and
a fact.
And people don't be, you know, like, they don't be seeing the vision, but it's, I know God only gave me my 2 eyes for me,
that's
you
real.
Know what I'm saying? So it's for me to see.
Come on.
And for me to put it together.
Gotcha.
Whatever I have to go through, that's what's going to make it mean, you know,
wow.
the most.
Bro,
for
that's
sure.
real. It all starts with a dream, bro. When you're saying that, I'm thinking back on, and if Katie, if you could pull this graphic up, bro, like it's Jeff Bezos, old computer, sprayed Amazon sign. Like everything starts with a dream, bro. That's
me?
Real, bro.
And a lot of them folks, like I just seen, them folks ain't get started their business at 45, 50.
Bro,
you're
saying
like,
something, bro.
You know
that's
what I'm
a
saying?
Fact, bro. That's
yeah,
a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah, for sure.
Respect that, bro.
Yeah.
Man, bro, do you have anything for your fans, for the future fans watching, you know, just on your journey? Do you have any words of encouragement for them, you know, for 2024?
Man, it's crazy. My fans, the motherfuckers encourage me.
Come on.
Because of watching, I get, of them watching me and they see, man, it be people, they be like, they be hitting it on the head. You know
they
what I'm saying?
They
be like,
they
but
bet,
nah,
they
bro,
invested, bro.
You going, keep you, well, you still going?
Yeah.
Oh, that shit motivate me. You know
wow.
what I'm saying? Because I know with everything you got, all it, like, Yeah. So it'd be like they be motivating me. So salute to y'all, but just keep going.
That's right.
Like respect. Keep putting up the fight. I'm respect. Going. Let's do it.
That's it, bro.
We gonna rock out together.
Come on, bro. That's
side what's by what's side.
Good, bro. That's, yeah, good. Yeah. That's what's up, bro. Definitely, yeah. Man. Definitely, bro. Bro, Mozzie GA, first of many. Bro, I appreciate you being here on the Integrity Response. It's a tradition on the Integrity Response, bro. If you could reach into that bowl and grab one fortune cookie. Open
like it.
It.
I like it.
Open it.
I wonder why they got a fork. I like.
You know that feeling? Fork. You remember that feeling, bro? Look. You opened it up. He went to the bottom.
It's real.
You got I love it, face. Bro.
Being that you said that, I got to go in.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
I love it, bro. I love it, bro.
Come on. Nothing on the top.
Definitely, bro. You can open it, read it to your fans, bro. Just like that, we out of here.
I'm gonna say you have to eat a little piece of.
Come on, bro.
Mean, so.
Wow, saying so, saying so.
Me.
You saying so? That's what's up. Saying so.
Then again, I also don't go with these. So you say easy.
That's right. No, that's right. No, it's a fact. It's just that feeling. It's that feeling we had. We was kids, bro.
Social events have a lot to offer at this time.
Wow. 2024, that's crazy.
So that's I might need to be out there giving folks some game.
Gotcha. That's real, bro. Social events. Bro.
What you say? What you would think this mean?
Me, I think that just from Mozzie as a brand. Black love, Mozzie G as a brand, like bro, social events, bro, 2024. Taking your sights, bro, setting them high on the brand, like, you know, you thinking, you know, like in a sense of, bro,
I
like
where you going,
yeah, bro, like sponsorships,
Black
like,
love, that's
real, bro, yeah, it's
I
real.
I like that.
Respect. Right. You already know it, bro. Respect, bro. You know it, bro. That's real, bro. That's it, bro.
Yes, sir. As I get reached out, like when I do these, what I said about the Black
exactly,
love,
right.
I'm gonna be having conventions in them.
Come
like,
on, bro.
You know, well, I gotta celebrate these folks who selling good merch.
Absolutely.
You know what
bro.
I'm saying? Bonuses.
Absolutely.
And
come on, bro. Commissions, yeah, bro. Commissions. Like everything, bro.
Oh,
come
yeah,
on.
It's gonna be all that, man. We can have a good time, man.
Come on,
yeah,
bro.
For sure.
2024, bro.
2024. Mamba year.
Mozzie GA, the Integrity Response. It's been a pleasure, brother. Been a pleasure, man.
It's so
come
have,
on now, bro. You
sure.
Know it for sure,
I love
bro.
It.
You
I
know
love it.
It.
Yes,
we signing off. Y'all, please go follow. It ain't even a movement. Just follow everything this man has done, is doing, and is about to do. And like that, we signing off. Take it a response.